if you want to be more mentally tough, then be tougher. you know?
Yeah.
And you get these people that are out there that sell courses on developing mental toughness, and you know they're either going to bring you into a room and get you into some spiritual state and say, okay, listen, you've got to visualize the mind of the wolf and you are going to see through the eyes of the wolf. What does a wolf do? The wolf does not back down. He leads the pack. And they're, you know, like all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay, not my gig right there. Because the cool thing about mental toughness is it's just a simple choice that you have to make. Are you going to go through this thing that's hard, this thing that's tough, this thing that sucks? Are you going to suffer through it or are you going to quit? It's really easy. You just go, okay, I'm going to suffer through it. I'm going to deal with it. Then you're mentally tough. Done. Next question. Let's move on to something more important. You know what I mean? That's that easy.
But doesn't that, and maybe I'm wrong here, but that sounds like the answer coming from someone who has, doesn't sound crazy, but has the luxury of being mentally tough. So like when you're, do you ever remember a time that you were not, that you were straight up mentally weak? Do you ever remember any time? No.
1996, I was, no, I'm just kidding. You know, like, I'll tell you, people talk about in SEAL training. They say, oh, everybody wants to quit at some point during SEAL training. And I literally, not at all, never for one second did I think, oh, I'm going to quit. I don't want to do this anymore. Not even a chance.
Who,
that's ridiculous.
Who says that?
SEALs say it. Civilians like other SEALs say it. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, okay. You know, everyone thinks about quitting sometimes. Like, right. No. And I got plenty of bros in the SEAL teams that never thought about quitting.
Me too. Yeah, two of my best friends. They said, no, you don't even think about quitting.
No, you don't even think about quitting.
Yeah.
And so those guys are mentally tough. And okay, so if you're not mentally tough, if you view yourself as mentally weak, then you got to do things, I guess, push yourself to that threshold.
Right.
And how do you push yourself to that threshold? You do mentally challenging things, you do physically challenging things, and you push through them.
Yeah.
And then that might develop your mental toughness more.
Right. Yeah, you'd think that, like any exercise, getting the reps, you need to get those reps of hard stuff mentally. Like that seminar analogy you just made, that doesn't seem like that would ever work, no matter if you're visualizing yourself as a wolf or whatever. You're not even getting the reps. That's like saying, oh, I've never played basketball ever. I've never even held a basketball, but guess what? We're going to prepare you to be good at basketball. Close your eyes, visualize playing basketball. And that's your reps.
Yeah.
So it probably won't work. So back to the fear thing.
We're going to get hammered because all these people can be like, no, if you visualize, you get better. That's true. Like, yeah, they do not all kinds of experience. But mental toughness, you're right. You might be right.
That's more of emotions thing,
right,
I think, when you visualize, you know, winning and reacting. And so, mental toughness, maybe. But it won't substitute reps. Like if you're scared of something, for example, that should be like a flag or an indicator that, okay, let's get some reps right here. I'm scared of this.
You're right. And that being said, like you're talking about your SEAL buddies that never were going to quit, right? And I was definitely never going to quit. Well, I didn't have any reps going into that of, you know, mentally challenging things or whatever. I mean,
you did though. In life,
but
and this is why I say that I'm not. I obviously wasn't in the SEAL teams at all. You might find that hard to believe. No, these guys both played football, D1 school. One of them's father was a Navy SEAL, and just growing up a certain way with a certain like environment does make you tough. Like, let's say your father just not letting you quit. Like, you play even Pop Warner football, and your dad's like, no, you can't quit. Like, oh, I want to quit. This is lame. I'm not good. Or I'm just so tired. I'm hurt or whatever. And your dad's saying, no, you don't quit. And it just is in your mind.
And this is the crazy thing about the SEAL teams is there's kids that grew up in, you know, some rich town with very wealthy parents and went to an Ivy League school, and they're tough. And there's kids that grew up with no dad and, you know, a single mom, and they're tough as hell. So that theory is almost debunked, because where does that mental toughness come from?
I think it comes from a bunch of different places. It just is interpreted and kind of internalized in the same way.
And I'll tell you where I think it comes from. I think it comes from when a when a human being decides that they're going to achieve their goals and they're going to go through whatever obstacles, then that's where mental toughness comes from. It is a decision that human beings make to make it happen.